It's Thursday, and that means it is time for a beautifulnews.com story. These are stories that we like to share on Jacaranda FM, especially on love songs, because we're all about human connection and motivation and uplifting each other and being there for the people that need us most within our own communities. And just maybe hopefully inspiring you to do the same in your community. Not exactly the same thing, but like, I don't know, plant a veggie garden or do something good for someone else. There is the saying that you will find yourself within the service of others. And I've always said that we need to be giving in order to get better. And one such person is doing all of the giving, and she is giving people dignity. Her name is Portia Mavungu, and she has invented, created, made something that is changing lives. Portia, welcome to the show. This is very exciting for me.
Thank you so much for having me, Danny.
Okay, so Portia, a little bit of background on you before we talk about what you've done. Who are you? Where are you from? Why do you have this incredible sense of community within you?
Okay. So I was born on 3rd of Feb, 1988, to a domestic worker. Her name is Anna Mavungu. She was residing in Venda. She had two other sons, and then she decided to come to Gauteng to look for a job. And then she found a job at a family, an Indian family in Lodium. And the granny of the family grew me up, sent me to school, made sure I get tertiary education, made sure I have a good life. And in 2011, I had a major accident. I fell from a three-story building whilst on holiday. And I broke my pelvis, I broke my left arm, and I went into a deep depression because now I needed assistance from my mother and granny to, you know, do all those independent things I was doing myself, lifting me off the bed, putting me onto the wheelchair, lifting me off the wheelchair, putting me onto the toilet pot. And it was quite a daunting situation for me. But then I thought to myself, if I'm going to be in this situation for a short period of time, what about those who's going to be in the situation for the rest of their lives? And from that heartfelt, you know, person with the values I grew up with from my mother and granny, I came up with an innovation called the paratube.
You know, this is something that I don't think we often think about. And like you say, it can happen within the blink of an eye that you are relying on someone else to help you go to the bathroom, which is something that, you know, a lot of people have lived with their whole lives. But I think for someone like, you know, who's always been able to go by themselves, to now rely on someone to help you with this most personal of things, must be absolutely horrible.
It is. I mean, you know, it just goes to show, you know, how much we take for granted. Simple things like waking up in the morning, being able to go to the bathroom or the toilet whenever we want to go. And we really take the smaller things in life for granted.
You know, this is insane. Like, just researching you and thinking about your story and thinking about, like, all of the people that I know in my life who must be struggling with this exact thing, like relying on someone else to help them just go to the bathroom. You created this paratube. How does one even, do you have like an engineering degree? Like, what did you do? I wouldn't have known where to begin.
I think that's the fun part about innovation. Firstly, I never knew what innovation was. Let me start off there. Right. So now I have this great idea, you know, running through my head, and I go to physio while I'm sitting in the hospital, and I look at all the components there. How am I going to make this a portable toilet? I mean, and then I look at the bedpan. I look at the tubings running through the drips. I look at the suction devices, and I put all of these components together. And I'm like, okay, this would work. But then, you know, as time goes, I suppose with innovation, you start realizing that you have to be open to change. Mm-hmm. So you look at what's in the market. You look at how to simplify and add value to already what's there. So I have a competitor, they call the commode. So what I've seen with the commode is you have to still wheel yourself to a cubicle, right? You still have to lift yourself from a wheelchair and put yourself onto the toilet. So I was like, okay, so why not build a toilet on the wheelchair with the seating that converts into a toilet? So you don't have to wheel yourself or look for a confined cubicle big enough to put your wheelchair in. So I don't have an engineering degree, but I'm quite creative like that, I suppose.
Looking at it and seeing the pictures and watching the beautifulnews.com film about it, I It makes so much sense, but it's so weird. Like, you will never think of these things, right? It's almost as if, like, the universe speaks through certain people at certain times for a reason. Because,
So
like,
true.
I would never have thought of that. Okay, so tell us how this works. Like, how does this
Sure.
work?
Okay, so all you do is your current wheelchair seating, you replace it with the paratube. And now you're seated comfortably on the paratube. And if you need to go to the bathroom, you just wheel yourself to a confined spacing. The center part of the seat pulls forward like a drawer. You don't have to move an inch. And then it flips over. And then there's a secondary bag that's always inside the center of the seating. Then you take your primary bag, which is your biodegradable bag, you place it into the center of the seat, you pull the front part back, and you're on a toilet without having to move yourself or needing any third-party assistance.
Wow. Is it easy to clean? Is it easy to, like, get rid of the bag? You know, all of these things that people are going to ask.
Yeah, sure. So what we've done is, like I said, we never reinvent the entire wheel. So the biodegradable bags, the same jelly form that you find inside a napkin, you know, once a liquid touches and then it flows up, we actually converted that into a sachet. So it drops into the primary bag. So the moment anything or any liquid hits that sachet, it completely combusts and then it traps in the feces or the smells or the liquids. Then it has a tying. All you do is like how you dispose of a normal nappy, but this traps the bag traps in anything that falls in. So there's a string that you tie it with, and then you just dispose of it. For the material, we use a lycra breathable material because what I've noticed is sitting on a wheelchair myself, I develop lumbar spine scoliosis. And so we used a certain type of foaming that will go according to the way you seat it. So wherever you move to, it will kind of form a comfortable spacing for your back. And the material, you don't sweat on it, it's breathable, it's lycra, so you don't, and it's easy to wipe off, so it comes in leather as well.
Okay, wow. You've legit thought of everything, but you know what? You've only thought of everything because you had to. You've
Yes.
experienced this.
Yes.
Being in that position, obviously, like you still have the privilege of now not being in that experience, right? But you must have learned something while you were living that. What
Yes.
can we as able-bodied human beings do to be better for our brothers and sisters who aren't?
Just be, you know, I would say being more conscious about life, you know, everything that we do on our daily life, everything that we experience, it may be easier for us, but do we ever sit down and think, how would a person in a wheelchair do this? How would they do that? I mean, you take, for instance, like even driving a car. I mean, if you go and watch how these manufacturers actually create the car according to the specific way that the person's going to be driving it, and you think to yourself, how can I make things easier? Life, even for able-bodied people, I mean, there is some difficulties that we face on a daily basis, right? But everything that we see and do on a daily basis has an innovative idea attached to it. All we just have to do is just sit and think about it and make it simpler and make it accessible for anybody. And I suppose with innovation, life will become easier if everybody just puts their minds together.
100%. Portia, you are an inspiration, and I'm really, really stoked that I got to speak to you. Thank you
Thank
for
you so much.
sharing your story, and thank you for changing lives. But before I go, I want to
Yes.
know, where can we follow you? Where can we find out more? And where can we maybe, if someone wants to, donate one or two?
Okay, so before that, I would just like to say we'll be hitting the markets in early next year. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we had a bit of a setback. We're supposed to have launched this year, but we will be launching in 2021. You can follow us on our Facebook page, PRD Logical Solutions, or you can personally follow me on Porsche Pro. We're also on Instagram, Porsche Mavungu. You can follow us on LinkedIn and also on our website, which is www.prdls.co.za, or you can call me directly on 060-357-0231.
Awesome. Portia, thank you so much for your time. It was really an honor to speak to you.
I really appreciate this. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Danny.